When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
So just a couple of things here, and then we'll open up to questions. Made two staff changes this morning. Moved on from Bobby Johnson and from Thomas McGahee. I want to thank those guys for what they've done the last 2 years. This is the hard part of the job. Have a lot of respect for them. Just felt we're going to move in a different direction. Not going to add anything to it. This is a private conversations. But I do respect both of those guys and what they've done the last 2 years, their commitment to the team, their work ethic, but wanted to make a change. So, again, those are private conversations. I'm not going to elaborate on any of it. Yeah, we've been well. My expectation is Wink and Kafka will both be back. So those are two of the changes we made this morning. But there's still conversations that are going to be had. We've only been here for a short time, but those were two of the guys in the morning that I spoke with. So other than that, again, appreciate the way the guys finished and competed yesterday, and we had an off-season meeting. Leading into the off season, just a little while ago, with the staff and the players and the coaches, and the all the administrators. So it was a good year end meeting. They're meeting now with their offense and defense respectively, position coaches. Joe and I'll have some meetings here with the rookie class, with the second year class, and with the UFA class after this conference here. So other than that, open it up to any questions. Well, again, that's a good question. It's something that we'll sit down and talk about as a staff, and we'll work through that.
Brian, what went into your thinking with deciding that Mike and Wink will both return?
Yeah, it's my expectation that they're going to come back. I think they're good coaches, so be good to have some continuity and bring them back. I know it's like, Wink talks about this as a destination place and things like that. It's good. I appreciate how hard they work, their commitment to the team. So that's my plan.
Have you had conversations with them about that? Because I know you said last week you hadn't had conversations with people.
Yeah, no, not yet. I haven't talked to those guys. I've talked to the guys that I've let go, but that's my expectation, and that's my plan.
Would it be your expectation if Mike returns in the same role as play call and things like that?
Yeah, we'll talk. Those are conversations we'll have here over the next few months of what direction we'll go, and we'll make those decisions as we do a full evaluation.
Joe, I'm sure you saw last week that Saquon said he hopes in his exit meeting you guys shoot him straight. Is a second franchise tag a viable option for him, or is it get a long-term deal done or free agency?
Yeah, again, Saquon and I will talk about that. That's a tool we have at our disposal. It wasn't when we redid his deal before he came to camp, that wasn't taken out of that deal. It wasn't a, hey, we'll do this, but no franchise tag. So that's an option we have on the table. We'll have those conversations. I'm not saying we will or we won't. A lot of those conversations will be had, over the next month or so.
Joe, how much does Daniel's timeline for recovery affect what direction you might go with quarterback? Do you have like a cutoff date? You say, okay, if he's not at this point by this date, we go draft or, free agency or anything like that?
Yeah, I think, like I said, during the bye week, I think ultimately we have to do something, like I said, whether it's the draft or free agent, just because, Tyrod's contract's up. We have Tommy, who's under contract, and then Daniel's injury, you know, and the return to play and the uncertainty there. So, you know, when free agency starts, the draft, you know, whichever avenue we decide to take, we will address the position.
Which injury history overall just like factor into like the future of that position? Like, do you have to take that in consideration?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you feel like you can build a team around a quarterback who has that injury history now with two neck injuries and now a torn ACL?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's football and guys get hurt. I mean, you can't always predict it. I mean, I think, you know, guys that have previous injuries, you know, there's some – you got to look at the injuries individually and what they were, how they were caused. But, you know, I got a lot of faith in our training staff as well. So, again, hopefully he'll be back for week one. Again, we don't have a crystal ball here, but, you know, we'll continue to build the team the way we see best.
Was it out of the question that Tyrod comes back?
No, it's not out of the question. Yeah, we'll talk to all the UFAs, like Dave said, and we'll have conversations with them. And, again, you know, the representatives, by the time we get to the combine, we'll usually circle up with those guys. So, yeah, it's not out of the question. You know, I thought he played well for us.
Joe, what is your overall message to the fans here at the end of the season, and what do you believe the identity of the Giants is?
You know, the message is, you know, believe in the process. Again, we came in here year one, and, you know, we were able to go to the playoffs and win a playoff game. And, you know, this year didn't go, you know, as well as we wanted it to, you know, for various reasons. And we've all got a hand in it, and we've all got to do better going into next year. And we will. That's what this off season's about. And I got a lot of faith in the staff and Dave's and, you know, our process, whether it's, you know, down in the weight room, the training staff, our draft process, free agency. You know, I've got a lot of faith in the process, and we'll get this thing turned around.
I mean, I know it's more than one thing, of course, but can you put your finger, as you've kind of assessed it, what has gone wrong between last year and this year, you know?
No, there's not. I don't think there's one thing. I mean, there's a multitude of things.
A handful of things. I mean, obviously the quarterback situation.
Yeah, I don't want to go through all 17 games, but again, like we were in, I mean, there's several games that we could have won for various reasons, you know. Again, I'm not going to get into the details of every single game. You guys were there on, hey, if it would have went this way or the ball fell our way or, you know, whatever it was, you know, we could be in a different situation right now. So, again, we've got to have good offseason. We've got to be ready to go. We got to start faster. And, you know, again, we got to be consistent week in and week out.
Joe, when it comes to the offensive line, you've spoken the past 2 years, the idea of walking that line between development and having guys who are experienced and ready to go. Going after this year, going forward at that position, is there a solution in terms of young guys aren't coming across, so we need to bring in you know, someone who's going to develop them more, or do you need more experience? How do you handle that position that's really been hit hard here, you know, for a while?
When you say the development, are you talking about coaching or?
Coaching, but also bringing in younger players that you're going to now rely on. You've done that the last couple of years, and you know, it seems like their development has not, you know, come up as quickly as you've needed them to.
Yeah, and that's a good, yeah, again, sometimes you get the ready-made product through free agency, or, you know, you bring in a young player that you expect to develop and improve. And, you know, we've seen that at some positions, and some positions we haven't. And I think that'll be, as Dave's looks for a new offensive line coach, I think, you know, history of developing players will be something that we'll definitely hit on.
You had mentioned the last time we talked to you, Joe, that Evan Neal needs to get better, and then he never played again. So how do you look at him going into his third year? Can you pencil him in as he's one of our five starters, probably right tackle, or do you have to bring in competition at that spot?
Yeah, we'll go through all those conversations over the next couple of weeks. Evan worked his tail off last offseason, came in great shape, had a good start to camp, you know, had the concussion. So again, I expect him to attack this offseason the same way, and, you know, again, we'll see how it plays out.
How do you evaluate Brian's second season? Obviously, you guys had a promising first year, go to the playoffs, win a playoff game. How do you evaluate year two?
You know, I thought Brian did a good job. Again, if you've been in the league long enough, you've seen some teams quit, and you've seen some, you know, some players, you know, mail it in at the end of the season. And I just think part of the reflection of the job that he did is we went through adversity, and sometimes you have to go through it. You know, you we're still in year two, so things were pretty good year one. We started fast, had a playoff win, and maybe you didn't see where all the issues were, you know, whether it was in the building, on the team, and the coaching staff, whatever it may have been. So going through it, I think it sucked. But, you know, it also opened our eyes to some things that maybe need to change, or we need to get better, or we need to change a process. And, you know, I think the biggest thing for Dave's is that he kept the team together and they continued to fight. They came and they prepared every week. The leaders, you know, did a good job leading through difficult times. And, you know, again, I think the results showed yesterday.
What comes to your mind when you say, you know, you need to change process or things that you need to change?
I mean, it can be multitude of things. I mean, it's everything we do within the organization is going to be evaluated during this time.
Something that you already came to the conclusion you want
to
change?
No, we're going to evaluate ourselves. Like, again, whether it was, okay, what do we do when we sign Bobby O? Like, did we nail that? Paris ended up not playing as much. Let's evaluate that process. What happened there? Like, those are type things that we're going to go through and continue to evaluate our process, whether it's we were drafted guys, the way we signed guys, the way we practiced. You know, we had some, you know, injuries at certain points of the year. You know, we were doing things the right way. The entire process, we're going to evaluate.
So are you saying to some degree that some of the minor flaws or whatever may have been present last year, you overlook a little bit because you're having success as a team that maybe raised their heads this year?
No, I'm not necessarily saying that, but I mean, there's a chance that can happen. You know, again, you can look through things through rose-colored glasses sometimes when things are going well, and maybe you put more weight in something that wasn't. But again, we're going to continue to evaluate every part of the process, and you know, again, we'll be better off for it through this.
It's early, obviously, and you know, the draft is pretty far down the road. But do you feel, you know, you said you're going to need to add to the quarterback room. Do you need to add to that room someone who can potentially start and compete with Daniel for a job?
Well, there's a chance he's not ready week one. So, yeah, I mean, you got to sign somebody that can hope a plan. Again, plan for the worst, hope for the best. Like, you plan for him not being ready. So you're going to need somebody that can hopefully win you some games early on if he's not ready.
And if he's healthy, you know, you anticipate him to be healthy at some point, start of the season or early in the season. Do you have the same faith of him right now as you did, you know, when you signed him to the contract?
Yes.
Joe, along those lines, have you had a chance to scout the quarterbacks expected to go at the top of the draft? And how would you assess this class overall? Are there impact players immediately?
I would say overall it's a good draft. We're kind of moving out of that COVID cycle of, you know, the players getting the extra years and whatnot. So overall, I think it's a good draft. And again, like where we're picking, I think it's 6th, 39th, 47, I believe, is a Seattle pick, and then 70th. So four picks in the top 70. You have to fact check me on that. My guy sent me that last night, so I didn't get a chance this morning to double check. But I think that's what it is. So, you know, chance to have four players in the top 70. You know, I'm excited about that. Again, it's a way to impact the roster, and it also gives you currency if you want to move around or move up, move back, whatever it may be. It's just, you know, those are tools that you can use to continue to, you know, execute whatever the plan may be.
Joe, how do you evaluate your second season?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough season. Again, that's part of the things that we'll do over the next few weeks is assess ourselves. I'm always evaluating myself on a daily basis because there's so many decisions that we make and so many things that go across my desk on a daily basis. And there's always room for improvement. At the end of the day, it starts with me. And, you know, I've got to do a better job, you know, throughout the entire organization. We're a 6-win team. You are what your record says you are. And I've got to do a better job.
Joe, you mentioned Paris. Thinking year one to year two at receiver, do you feel, I mean, I know it's hindsight, but did you overcompensate at the position because of the injuries that you had the previous year, knowing that Wandell was coming back? You didn't know how quickly he was going to be back in the slot. Because it seemed like, you know, as much as we talked about duplication, it almost felt like you were waiting for injuries to sort themselves out. And the way it happened, it seemed like everybody was available, and that kind of cut down on opportunities for Paris and even Shep.
Yeah, that's a good question, Art. And so what it was is, again, coming off an ACL, Wandell coming off an ACL. So, you know, we didn't know when he was going to be ready. We thought, you know, Paris would be a guy that could play inside, outside. And I wouldn't say overcompensate, but we were trying to add some weapons. You do a deal with Daniel and, you know, you see how it was structured. So you try to expedite the process and give him a chance to succeed. So Paris is a player that'll still play in this league. I think he's got a bright future. You know, things maybe didn't go as well as he wanted this year, but, you know, the guy's a true pro and never once complained or, you know, fussed about it. And, you know, again, he's got a bright future. I think the kid has talent.
Joe, how do you evaluate the rookie class?
Again, like any rookie class, you're going to have highs and lows. I think, you know, the first three guys, I think everybody saw, you know, their ability. You know, I think Tay Banks is going to be a really good corner in this league. John Michael is going to be a good center. And, you know, Hyatt's going to be a good receiver. I think you saw with Jalen the explosive playability. You know, the intangibles for John Michael are off the charts. You know, he's got leadership potential. You know, I'd be surprised if he's not a captain down the road. Again, Tay Banks with, you know, rare physical ability, and as he continues to grow and mature, you know, you know what he did against some of the very good receivers in this league as a rookie, you know, I thought was pretty impressive. So those guys are good. I thought, you know, Eric Gray had a good game last night when he was given opportunities. He probably didn't get as many opportunities this year as he would have liked, but, you know, that's a testament to Saquon and, you know, his availability. And then I thought some of the later round guys, you know, did a good job too. When you're excited about Jordan Riley. You know, again, those guys have a big offseason coming into next year. We'll expect them to be, you know, either those guys are going to start or, you know, depth contributors, you know, going into year two.
How do you evaluate the Waller trade? And do you view him as still a piece, important piece going forward?
Yeah, I would do it again. I would do it again with Waller. I mean, you guys saw him this spring. You saw him in the summer. Unfortunately, he had the injury for the Dallas game. You know, again, he was still a productive part of our offense when available. And, you know, again, I would do that again every day of the week.
So he'll be back.
What's that?
Darren will be back.
Yeah, we'll have those conversations with you know, with the staff, and but the expectation is he'll be back.
The margins being as small as they are in the league, when you look at last year's team and this year's team, obviously 6 wins this year, 9 last year, plus the playoff win, how close were these two teams in reality when you looked at it?
Yeah, well, you know, every season is a different season. Every team is different. You know, we closed out some games that first year, you know, on the foot line against Jacksonville, or the two-point conversion with Saquon, you know, being dead to rights. Tennessee missed a field goal. So some of those, and the last play against Green Bay, if you will. You know, games, a lot of these games come down to the end of the game. They're close games. And we had a few of these this year, whether it was the Buffalo game, whether it was the Jet game, whether it was the Rams game, that, you know, we didn't close out. So, you know, I'd say there's always a difference. There's some similarities. There's obviously some differences. Got a lot of work to do, but appreciate the way the guys competed. You know, there's again, the margin is very small in this league, and that's why there's change every year in terms of playoff teams and not playoff teams. I don't know what it is, how many years for 4 different playoff teams. What is it, 15 or whatever it is that I heard, something I heard. So, you know, looking forward to really diving in, deep dive into really every aspect of the organization. Coaching, players, evaluation, staff, and working to get better. It's day one, 12 hours after our last game. So, you know, we'll start on this and look forward to that process.
Joe, Brian, whoever wants to answer this one, the young guys who were affected by injuries, what do you lean on in terms of evaluating them, especially if they don't have a lot on tape to really look at?
I'm trying to think. Anybody specific?
I'm thinking, you know, McCaffin, Azudu, you know, guys.
Yeah, like it'll be big years for those guys. I mean, you're going into year 3, and unfortunately, McKeithen was healthy. You know, he didn't really come to, you know, what is it, like 3rd week of camp, I think, is when he started to practice. So he missed a valuable part of camp. But, you know, unfortunately, Josh has been injured 2 years in a row. So, yeah, I mean, it's a big offseason for those guys. I know they're planning on hanging around and, you know, being around the strength and conditioning staff. And, you know, whoever we end up hiring as an O-line coach. But, yeah, it's a big year. 3rd year, you got to show something.
Joe, does it all begin with the offensive line in your mind? It's an area that the Giants have struggled at for a number of years in a row.
Yeah, I think that's important. Again, it's a team game, and I'd like to believe it starts up front on both sides of the ball. So, yeah, that's something that we're going to have to look in, and we've got to be better.
Joe, McKinney views himself as one of the elite safeties in the NFL. He's headed into free agency. Do you see him that way, and what's the interest in retaining him?
Yeah, we're going to talk to all those guys. I'm not going to negotiate myself against myself and call him a lead or make some hyperbolic statement about how great he is. But no, I like Xavier McKinney. He's been a good player since we've gotten here. And, you know, he's young. He played 100% of the snaps, checks a lot of the boxes. And, you know, he's the guy that we'll obviously talk with. You know, again, it's just, you know, you got so many resources, and how are you going to divvy them up, you know, when you put the puzzle together in the offseason. So, yeah, he'll be a guy that we'll talk to, obviously.
Would you be open to using the tag on him?
We'll have those conversations again. I just haven't just went through the tag. Like, I'm a big. It's not something I want to use on a year in and year out basis, but it's a tool at our disposal. So we'll talk through all that stuff.
You mentioned evaluating everything, and you know, you assume that's a lot of the bad stuff, but stuff that didn't go well. You also mentioned that, you know, you mentioned about signing Bobby O, and you know, so that I would imagine is an example of a signing that you make that hits, you know, probably you think 100%. So when you look at that signing, what can you take from that can help you moving forward with other signings?
Yeah, I would say that process, you know, Ashawn, I think, was a good addition. I think Nacho was a good addition. You know, Isaiah Simmons was a good addition. So I think extending Dexter was a good decision. Andrew Thomas was, you know, I mean, like, you go through and you're always evaluating yourself. And so I think our free agent process was good. We brought in guys that they fit our culture. They were good guys. They helped elevate their rooms. And Bobby O is one of those guys. So I think that process, you know, overall went well. And, you know, again, we just got to continue to, you know, we really had one offseason where we've had financial flexibility. And, you know, those were some of the guys that we brought in. So, you know, I'm excited to get together with my leadership group and the pro scouting staff and, you know, hopefully have another good offseason and bring in guys that can bring, you know, similar value to the team as those guys.
John, you mentioned just culture right there. You know, 2 years in, how do you define the culture now and are you where you want to be?
Yeah, I think last night is a good example. The last 2 weeks, even against the Rams, or even the second half of the Philly game, you know, on Christmas Day, the guys continue to come in, put in the work, compete, and we were in those games. I mean, Philly's a playoff team, the Rams are a playoff team, and, you know, the last three games of the year against, you know, two teams that are going to the playoffs, you know, we took them down to the end, and, you know, we beat Philadelphia, and, you know, the ball goes our way, a couple, you know, we make the field goal versus the Rams or the two-point play or whatever it may be, who knows how it turns out, but, you know, we took those guys down to the end, and, you know, I think that's, again, a testament to Dave's and his staff and the character of their players in the locker room.
Joe, how do you think you guys can manage the injuries going into next season? I know you're always evaluating this stuff, so,
yeah.
You know, any ideas now, or is that something?
Yeah, absolutely. I know you guys are aware that Craig Fitzgerald left for Florida, so, you know, we're in the process of looking for a strength and conditioning coach, and, you know, we'll probably have something in place here shortly. So, you know, we're going to look at, you know, again, every aspect of the football operations, and I'll have talks with Ronnie and his staff, and again, how we do things year round to, you know, again, it's football. So there's 31 other teams that are playing football as well. So we know injuries are going to happen, but where we rank, you know, in the injury, you know, category, you know, again, every year you want to get better and get in that top 10, top five, if you can, because it gives you the best chance to win, not just on the field, but there's a domino effect to your salary cap and replacement costs. And then, you know, if you're consistently in the bottom third, you know, that hurts you in several different areas. So that's part of the process we're going to continue to evaluate.
Joe, when you talk injuries, you know, I think there's like this perception that, you know, it's the strength and conditioning or it's the medical staff, or how does that all work tie together when you're analyzing where the issues may be from, you know, an injury perspective for you? You know, because I know some of it is different, right? I mean, some of it is prevention, but also it's the medical staff's involvement when players do get injured.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of faith in our medical staff, and they're very good at what they do. And we have these conversations all the time. Like, Belly missed some time last year, got punched in the eye. You can't prevent that. You know, and there's some things that they're freak accidents and you can't prevent. We had six ACLs last year. We had two this year. One was in the preseason. One was Daniel. So we improved there. You know, our soft tissue stuff is, you know, improved a year ago. So again, it's if there's a consistent injury that keeps popping up, you're going to dive into that. Some of it is just football. But, you know, we have the video of all the injuries. We go back, we analyze it, and, you know, we look at our, you know, strength and conditioning. Is there something we can do better to help improve whatever that injury is, or is it our return to play? We look at all that, and we're going to continue to look at that. And some of it's the player acquisition process. You know, as we're drafting players or signing players in free agency, are there body tests that we can do with the players? We're looking into some of that, just in terms of, are there certain markers within the athlete's physical makeup, you know, that lead them to be more durable and available on Sunday. So we're going to continue to look under every rock, and, you know, again, having a healthy team gives you the best chance to win. So that's the ultimate goal.
You mentioned trying to expedite the process to help Daniel win with playmakers. How much does that remain a priority to upgrade that part of this team?
Yeah, again, offensively, we want to continue to upgrade. And, you know, again, I think you saw last night, you know, Wandell had some explosive plays. You know, Hyatt's an explosive play guy. Slayton had some explosive plays. You know, Waller was good for us down the stretch there when he came back. So, again, I think there's, you know, offensive weapons. You know, Saquon made some plays last night too. So, it's just a matter of being consistent. You know, to see that on a week-in, week-out basis is the goal. And, you know, again, we'll continue to evaluate, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, again, I think we do have some playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. And, again, if there's at the right price or the right spot in the draft, there's a chance to upgrade, you know, we'll definitely look at it.
As far as your staff, you know, last year you let DeAndre Smith leave for a lateral job. Is that like a policy you have, or is that case by case? Like, would you let any of your assistants now who say they want to leave?
Yeah, it's something I talk
with those guys about. You know, Joe and I talk about it. Every situation is different.
Dave, speaking of staff, there was talk about Jeff Nixon, the running backs coach. Is he staying or is he leaving?
No, he's going to be the coordinator for Syracuse. You know, Jeff's done a great job. Jeff and I go way back. It's something, you know, he's eventually wants to become a college head football coach. So, you know, got a chance to say goodbye to him yesterday. His family, great people. His son is actually in the national championship tonight. So he's headed out there to watch him play.
A couple of quick questions. Has anybody asked to talk to any of your coordinators or assistants?
Have they asked to talk to me?
No, have they asked to talk to the coach? No.
No.
Oh, sorry, I didn't understand.
And the other one is, how much cap space are you going to have?
Well, we don't know the salary cap number yet. So once we get that, we'll have a better idea.
What has ownership's message been to you guys? I don't know if you had like a postseason meeting with John and Steve yet, but just curious what their overall tenor is about the season.
Yeah, we talk to them on a daily basis. Yeah.
Every day, pretty much.
Yeah.
Good conversations, private conversations, great ownership. I appreciate them. But it's a good dynamic.
Brian, are you last bullish? Are you bullish on your team?
What was that?
No, I was just wondering.
Okay.
Brian, are you bullish on your team and this franchise going forward? And if so, why?
Yeah, look, I'm confident in what we do, how we do things. Certainly, there's a lot of things that we can improve. That's what the offseason is for, really in every aspect, like Joe talked about. Look forward to getting started. You know, as you all know, once things ends, it starts up, you know. So then there's Senior Bowl and the East-West game and evaluations, player evaluations and the combine. So that's all, you enjoy that part of it, you know, trying to improve your football team and improve the things that, you know, you think you can do better. And we can do better collectively to get going for the next part of the season. So, you want to be playing this weekend. That's the ultimate goal, to get yourself into that tournament. And we missed out on it. So look forward to getting back into it and trying to improve in every way possible.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.